Oakwood for Seattle and Fenway Park that day. The score support a 2-0 with an inning left to play. And when Hatcher died at second and Fletcher did the same. A dismal crowd looked down with now just one out left to play. The Dragons you got up to go, leaving their rest. With that hope of things eternal, it did the youth impress. For they knew if only Casey could get a whack at that. Who would even money now with Casey at the bat? But who preceded Casey and likewise so did Green? And a former was a hurtin' and a ladder lost his clean. And for Seattle to the mound, Roy Henry took a stand. Now we see the little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But who could buy a single to the wonder mean of all? And the Mucks afflicted Green off of the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted and they saw what had occurred, there was Greeny safe at second and Cooper hugging third. From the Boston multitude and up a joyous shell, it rumbled in the mountaintops, it rattled in the dell. It struck upon a hillside and rebounded on the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There's ease in Casey's manner as he stepped up to the plate. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheer, he lightly doffed his hat. The stranger in the crowd could doubt was Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands a third. 5,000 tongues applauded as he wiped them on his shirt. And when a nervous Henry ground the ball into his head, defiant fans and Casey's eyes, Mirko Casey's lid. And now Dwight Henry's fastball came whirling through the air. And Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. But by the stirring batsman, the ball unheeded said, "Daddy, I saw some Casey strike," one the umpire said. From the benches like a peal on up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm wave and a stern and distant shore. "Kill him, kill the umpire," said Tony Henry from the stand. When he said they did, I killed him and I Casey raised his hand. The smile of Christian charity, great Casey's vice and chaney. Still the rising tumult, he made the game go on. He signaled to D. Henry and once more the fastball flew. But Casey still ignored it and the umpire said, "Strike two!" Broad tried to madden sounds, the echo answered broad. But when scornful look from Casey and the audience was awed, they saw his face was turning cold, they saw his muscle strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let the ball go by again. Somewhere hearts are light, somewhere men are laughing, somewhere...